Yep, you're in.
Okay. Welcome everyone to our March meeting. I'd like to declare the meeting open at 5:12 p.m. and acknowledgement to country as we begin today by acknowledging our Balladongna people as traditional custodians of the land and skies on which we gather, and we pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging. And present we have myself, we have Councillor Nichols, Councillor Rogers, Councillor Courtney Thompson, Councillor Caffell, and Councillor Macken, and Mike Silver and Cody Redmond. We have no guests. We, a leave of absence privilege granted is our CEO, Andrew Malone. We have no apologies. We have no response to public questions taken on notice. Public question time. Ms. Darcy's got something to say. And any applications for leave of absence for April? No?
No.
April meeting is, thank you. Oh, I've got 22nd. Why have I got the 22nd?
A week earlier. Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
April 22nd.
April the 22nd. Yep, cool. And remember, you can always Zoom it on your phone if you can't be here in person at council.
I'm not.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, yep. So, no leave of absence. Okay, declaration of members' interest in agenda items. I will have a declaration of item number EFT8190 for BH Thompson & Sons.
Just the reason.
That's for gravel. Sale of gravel.
Financial.
It's okay. I was going to say personal, but I guess we're financial.
Family connection. Financial.
Yes, no financial. Yes, thank you. Any other declarations of interest? So, we need confirmation of minutes of our previous meeting. So, the officer's recommendation that the minutes of the council meeting on the 25th of February 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. Can I just have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Rogers. And a second, it was Councillor Courtney Thompson. Are there any questions regarding these minutes? No? Does anyone oppose? No? So that's carried. Okay, annual electors meeting for the 25th February 2026. The officer's recommendation that the minutes of the annual electors meeting held on the 25th of February 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings, and that council notes and the questions and requests brought forward by the community. Can we just have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Nichols. A seconder was Councillor Rogers. Okay, did anyone have any questions regarding these minutes at all? No? Does anyone oppose? No? It's carried. Announcements by presiding person. That discussion is nil. Petitions, deputations, presentations, submissions is nil. Matters for consideration finance. 12.1, list of payments for February 2026. Recommendation that Council, pursuant to Regulation 13.1 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, receives a report from the Chief Executive Officer on the exercise of delegated authority in relation to payments made from municipal funds for the period 1st of February 2026 to 28th of February 2026, totalling $236,829.84, as contained in Attachments 12.1. Can we please have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Macken. Can we please have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Caffell. Okay, does anyone have any questions regarding this financial statement? No?
No. You're on 12.1, aren't you?
Yes.
Yep.
Have we got any breakdown of the stuff from Dan, the electrical works down at the Oval? How much of the 22 grand was the pump that we had? Do
you remember what the... would have been the last payment. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the last payment of the pump shed.
Yeah, it's a big chunk for Autos, for Sparky, 22 grand.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a big job. It was a big job. I did have a good conversation. He did tell me all about the job and showed me it. It was quite huge.
And
it also says sprinklers
and
solenoids.
That's just for that, right? So he's done a bit of maintenance in the village.
Yeah.
There's been a whole list of things that he's done over the last few months. And it's sort of, he had taken a fair while to invoice as well. Okay. So there was a lot. Oh, and there's possibly a payment deposit for the ongoing, the new switchboard at the pavilion.
It says supply and install pump, so if he's paid for it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Doesn't seem to have any of that pavilion work.
That might be in the next month then.
Yeah.
It's just a big number.
I'd
love to see the breakup of that.
And we can request that.
Absolutely.
I can send for a breakup of what that payment's made up of.
Yeah, definitely. Entitled to see what's on the invoice.
I think it's only because
I was fortunate to have the conversation with him, but that's right.
I know, but I'm just trying to work out if that's like a $5,000 pump.
Yeah.
It's not really much work.
No.
That's quite a cost. And he's supplied sprinklers and solenoids as well.
Yeah, there's $1,000 in that. Yeah. So there's over $1,000 just in sprinklers and solenoids.
Yeah.
But he's got he's arranged for us as well, so.
Yeah.
So that was the remainder of the plan for quite a while, so that's where we're ongoing.
But yeah, Cody will get you the
I'll provide
the
breakdown of those choices.
Thanks, Cody.
Thanks, Cody. Were there any other questions regarding that? No? Okay. Is anyone opposed? No, that's carried. 12.3 financial management report for the month of February 2026. The officer's recommendation that council pursuant to the local government financial management regulations 1996 adopt the monthly financial report as contained in attachment 12.2 for the period ending 28th of February 2025, comprising statement of financial activity and supplementary information note 1-12. Who's having a mover? Thank you, Councillor Courtney Thompson. I saw that. Thank you, Councillor Macken. Okay, does anyone have any questions regarding this at all? No? Okay. Is anyone opposed? No. It's carried. 12.3 is our mid-year budget review, 25-26 financial year. Did anyone want to take some time to look at it, or have you all had the chance already?
Could you just could Cody just go through a few of the things that
Yes, I might want to do the recommendation first while you find it. Sorry. Thank you very much, Councillor Nicholls. Officer's recommendation that Council adopt the 2025-26 annual budget review as presented in attachment item 12.3 for the financial year of 25-26 budget review, and notes that the estimated closing funds are based on current revenue and expenditure trends. Authorise the budget amendments as per attachment to item 12.3. Determine any changes it wishes to be made. Mover first, please. Thank you, Councillor Nicholls. A seconder. Thank you, Councillor Caffell. Okay, so open for discussion. So Thank you, Cody.
So all I'd probably say is we've done quite a few movements forward and back just to adjust in line with where we're at year to date and where we think we're going to be when we close the year up. So you can ask the individual ones on item 5, the budget review movement of the attachment. So big ones are, we obviously only did 2 vehicles this year. We did the tanker and, sorry, what was the model called?
The zero.
So there was a couple of capital items, which are in item 6 of the review, that we didn't do. Being attachment to Suzuki, birdie motor, cable finder. So what we've done is we reduced the amount that we've taken out of the reserves, because we took an amount out of reserves this financial year to fund our plant, I think specifically for the water truck being a large item. So what we did was reduce the transfer out for plant reserve, just to sort of put that money back into our plant reserve. So that's where that amount of money went. And then we moved a bunch of money that we had in CapEx spending for gravel resheeting out of Capital Works, because it was just maintenance. So we've moved that to operating, so there's quite a bit that we've put into back into the street road maintenance. We've also put a little bit extra into street road maintenance from a couple of other different parts that we've pulled from, just so we can get a couple more roads graded, especially if there's some rain soon. And lastly, we have a budget for footpath maintenance. So instead of doing footpath maintenance, we've taken that money out and bolstered the footpath construction budget. And that's to do 3 footpaths now, being Shield Street, Redmond Street and Wollaston Street, which was mentioned in the information session last council meeting. I think that's all the major ones that have moved. Yeah, we took some maintenance out of Park and Gardens Reserve and just put it into general road maintenance. A lot of it's just realigning. Some things costed more than expected and some things costed less. It's just realigning with our actuals. But you guys can review that and ask any questions even after the meetings if you need to.
So the attachment for skid steer is taken out. Will we put that one back in for the next?
Once we work out what we actually chasing. Because I think originally they were chasing more of a slasher style.
Yeah, and
but it's no good.
Yeah, and
we want the roll on the bottom.
Andrew went and looked at one in Quarity.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't deemed that we needed it.
It's not much different to what we have already that goes behind the tractor, and so it was kind of doubling up.
So
we have a plant replacement program, and if something doesn't get in a budget one year or we cut it from the current budget, it sort of should roll over and keep going, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be in next year's budget.
No, well, we thought we just
really
didn't.
It depends on the need.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
The money
and at the time.
We just didn't think there was a need for it in our budget.
Yeah, so it's not cutting things doesn't necessarily mean they're out. They're just out for this year.
Yeah.
They'll come back
it
up.
It wasn't a priority.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For 2025, 2026, that's all. Yeah. Another little longer to have a little look, or no? Does anyone else? No?
No.
Okay then. Does anyone oppose? No? So that's carried. Okay, matters for consideration administration, that's nil. Matters for consideration building and health, nil. Matters for consideration town planning, nil. Elected members' motions on which notice has been given was nil. Matters for which the meeting may be closed, nil. So I would like to declare the meeting closed at 5:26 p.m. Thank you very much, everyone, for attending.